Hey, did y'all parents smoke?
Hell yeah. No.
No, my mom didn't smoke. My grandma did, though.
My mother smoked. I used to light her cigarettes on the stove and puff them bitches.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, a.k.a. Steve.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that and a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers! White people claps in the building. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. Vince, is there anything else they need to do?
Make sure you interacting in our comments. Make sure if you follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, wherever, make sure you leaving a comment. Make sure you telling us what you think of the pod, what you think of the episode. I don't know. Give us a rate, I guess.
Yeah, give us a rating. Give us a 5-star rating. Tell in the comments how I'm your favorite and I've always been your favorite since day one.
But don't feel pressured to lie. I don't want you guys to feel pressured to lie. You don't have to feed his ego. That's just something he's looking for. You know, just share our content with your family. Tell them niggas to like it. Tell them niggas to share it. Tell them niggas to watch. You know,
yeah.
Sit down with your grandma and your grandpa. You know, let them exactly. Watch this episode.
I love that. I love when you do that part.
Yeah,
you know
like
what I mean.
Family matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, just a briefing before we get to the surprise of it all. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out a name for you guys, and we're gonna need some help because we don't know what to call you. Y'all have had too many name switches. It's like we're at a loss of identity with you guys. So we just need to figure out what you guys would like to be called. And then we'll see if it's cool or not. You know, so hit our DMs about it, hit the comments below about it, or even the Spotify things about it. All right, enough of us talking. We have a long awaited person that we haven't had on the show in a long time.
She's fought other criminals. Mm-hmm. We're on reality TV. She stabbed somebody in the air before.
Yeah.
She fought her corrections officers.
Yep.
Ran from the law, you know, been on high speed chase. You've heard all about it here. Had her baby shower in prison.
Yep.
We don't know where the baby currently is, but here's Sharice.
Yeah, so the Zordon of the motherfucking pod is back. Mm-hmm. White people claps for the Zordon.
Clap it up.
Clap it up. Free. She's free instead of thug, but she got pardoned. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like she's.
I did too.
You know, I heard she was connected to a couple of infamous people.
Don't be putting that. I snitched out here.
I'm sorry.
But beautiful introduction, though.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Everything mm-hmm. that you guys said was very dear to my heart.
Thank you. We're very glad to have you
glad
back.
Glad to be back, man.
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
Glad to have you back. It's not been the same without you. It's been really, I don't know, kind of sad a little bit. It's like we've been missing a piece of the pod.
Yeah.
I felt that.
I know the audience miss you. They miss hearing your voice.
Your laughs.
Fuck with them.
Yeah.
Fuck with
them. And they know.
Your laughs.
Conversations. Mm-hmm.
You're
condone all the bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I missed you guys.
So,
man.
Welcome back, Sharice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How long do you think you'll be out this time?
She better leave again, low key.
Come on. Give me a month.
Give you a month?
Give me a month.
Okay.
If I can go a straight month without no bullshit,
we normally film about two episodes per month.
Yeah.
So let's see if Sharice.
To stay for one. Well, this
episode to see if he, you know.
Put in the comments if you think I'm gonna make it to
the next month.
Do you think Sharice is gonna be here next month, or do you think she's gonna be in jail, or you know, on America's Most Wanted
we'll
again?
Find out next time.
Right.
On Awkward Thinking.
On Awkward Thinking. So a little bit into our lives. How you been, man?
I've been good, bro. I just got back from Vegas.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
The Vegas trip was kind of, it was decent.
Did you
I had
get
a
that
good
gambler
time.
Spirit?
I did. No, I didn't. Okay, I did, but I didn't.
Which one is it?
I gambled the first night. I won like $140
that
first
left.
Night. Yeah, and we did. We both left. I won like 60. She won like 80 or something.
Oh, so you didn't win it like
no, we
by
didn't.
Yourself?
No, we won separately, and we just put our
money. Oh, so you won $60. So that I would have still kept going.
We went gambling together. We went off.
But no, when you gamble, you're not supposed to join the money.
Yes, you
fuck?
Are, because we were spending this together. That was our little gamble. So, yeah, we won like $140 total.
Mm-hmm.
And put like, I want to say $30 back in the machine. Then like a day or two later,
right.
It didn't work out, so we just gave up.
So it was like a group gambling?
No, it was me and Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Me
oh.
and
my, well, that's how, okay. well, yeah, you know. Okay,
I get it. You know, we sat on the separate sides. I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, my mother's spirit took over because I kind of felt like a gambler in that moment. I'm showing Carl and them how to do everything.
Yeah. yeah.
Like showing her how to do stuff. I'm like, look, this is the machine. And I kept having them win.
That's Carl how won my like daddy is. $100. That's exactly how my daddy
By himself.
Yeah, this time by himself. Yeah. I sat him on the machine. I'm like, go get on that machine, bro. That machine go do you good.
I did that same thing to my mom. But like, you know, you're not supposed to. I don't know if it's like casino etiquette or some shit like that. Like
stand over somebody?
Like, not stand over somebody, but you're not supposed to, like, I guess when they leave their seat or whatever the fuck it was. I don't know. I don't know the like casino etiquette.
Getting their seat?
Yeah, some shit like that. And then, like, every seat that she left, I wasn't doing it intentionally, but every seat that she left, I hit off of.
Oh.
And she got so pissed. She was like, why?
Because
she was like, why the fuck? I'm like sitting there. And I was like,
see,
shit.
But if y'all had went together, y'all both would have been winning.
Yeah, and we lost together because
I bet she was pissed.
But I had a really good time in Vegas. Beautiful. I give Vegas a 10 out of 10. You know, I'm really picky with my trips.
So did you have like a hangover moment?
I didn't. I wish I did. I did want to do the shrooms and the roofies and shit. Mm-hmm. They wasn't down for it. I saw hookers.
You saw some hoes.
Yeah, I saw the hoes. The hoes was out there. The hookers was out there.
Did they look good? Like for like the swing for both of y'all to swing.
I don't know. No, I was gonna pay for a massage because the massages out there was like $300, but a hooker was only $100, and we was gonna just get a massage and just be like,
what
you
kind
know.
Of massage? Like a regular Oh, I didn't know they offered that.
They gonna ending with that massage.
I got you for hours.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, we playing the fucking Nintendo in here. That's what we doing.
I low-key be like, we needed somebody to play Monopoly with. Mm-hmm. So I pay that $100.
And I just feel like, come on now. That's an easy $100.
Yeah.
You ain't doing shit crazy, you motherfucker.
That is true.
One thing I would say I don't like about Vegas, everywhere we went, there was people expected you to tip. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I get it for certain things. Like, certain things I don't mind tipping for. Mm-hmm. But, bitch, you the Uber. And you already got $30 out of me from going 10 minutes away. I'm not tipping the Uber. I'm sorry. I'm not tipping Uber.
So, I have two. I never tip an Uber.
Yeah.
There's
no point in tipping. Are you serious?
What the fuck am I tipping you for? You about to take $30 to $40.
They not getting all of that.
The fact is, you just got $30 up out of me. The fact that you not getting the rest of that does not mean shit to me no more. Because you got it. You got $30 out of me.
Hold on. Regardless. She doesn't even believe in tipping DoorDash or
something. What?
And I drive DoorDash.
Hey, now.
Confidently.
Now, I will tip DoorDash.
I tip them $1.
Because I know DoorDash does not get paid for what they doing. So I don't mind tipping DoorDash.
$1.
Everybody expected a tip. Nigga, you bringing me pillows. I need that for my the hotel. That was my only other issue. The hotel did charge us hella money.
Yeah.
They had a fee for every fucking thing. So there was they charged us like $1,200 for the total for the hotel first. Then $50 for every day that we were down there because of resort fees. Then there was a resort tax because of the fee or whatever. So we got charged a fee because there was a fee.
Did you get that off? Because that's what they did with the cruise with us. So like you'll get fees on like the people to clean your room and shit like that. But you can like dispute it or something. Like I didn't ask for that. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And so I was kind of salty about that. But again, the tipping services like the nigga, you brought pillows up here. Y'all just got almost $2,000 up out of us. I'm not giving you shit else. And I had to tell the hotel, like, because there was an unexpected, like, $900 hole for the stay.
Right.
And so I'm like, bitch, I'm coming out here to have a good time. That's not going to allow me to have a good time. That's not, y'all look a little expensive, like, with shit like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, tipping to me, like, I ain't going to lie. Like, when I'm at fast food restaurants or something like that, I feel like if I'm being nice and my food is wrong still, I've rather been mean to you.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I do. I agree. We had a situation where we tipped 5 cents on accident. We weren't going to leave a tip. And the way that they do it, everybody tries to do it so casually. They'll just, everything's on an iPad or on a little electronic device. So they just stick it right in your face, like the tip. And then, I'm sorry. But they put the electronic devices.
Big
they put the put it away.
Freaky ass.
No, literally, get it away. But they put the electronic device right in front of your face, and they try to see if you're going to tip. And that's like, I feel like that's pressure. It's like, leave me the fuck alone. That's a little too much pressure.
Yeah, I don't like the occupational begging.
That's
what it is.
It's like, I don't understand. Like, oh, okay, there was a bakery down there. We walk up to the bakery. The food is already out. The lady takes the food from out the cabinet, sits it in a bag, and hands it to us and turns around like to do the electronic tip and shit. Right. And so I'm not giving you a tip for putting some fucking food in the bag, bitch. I'm not.
Well,
no. Stop. No, I'm not. We need to be for real with certain shit. Certain shit, there's a limit. I'm not tipping you for turning around and putting food in the bag. That's not a service.
Wait, I feel it, though.
I usually do tip, but go ahead, my fault.
I feel it, though, because I was in Atlanta, and we was at the club, and the girl, the little waitress girl, she brought me a water. It's just a water.
Yeah.
This girl, she was like, you ain't gonna tip? I said, bitch, for a water? get off my fucking face, bitch. This ain't no liquor. This is a little water bottle. She said, you ain't gonna tip? I said, no.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I think that's crazy.
I do feel guilty, though, if I don't tip, though. Because it's like, I know how it is in those certain jobs and those certain roles. And sometimes y'all do, like, when I used to work at Chipotle, like, sometimes we used to split the tips and shit. So I do feel for the people who do, like...
But you're working an hourly job. You're getting paid hourly at the same time.
Still, but imagine...
The tip is an incentive. The tip is an added bonus. So I'm not... especially at Chipotle... Unless you just added a bunch of extra shit that I did not ask for.
I am tipping at Chipotle because the portions be small as fuck.
When I say, can I have extra rice? And you say, okay, that's an extra, so you're charging me $1 now for extra rice? Bitch, that was your tip. Yes, they charge
me. If I say I want some queso, you be like, queso? Yep. I'm not tipping
that was your
shit,
tip right there. You just lost your shit. Because what the fuck, bro?
You ain't have to put extra chicken on that motherfucker.
The lady, like, we didn't. Because I do get the feeling bad. I do feel bad when I don't tip. Because morally, I know, like, okay, I should do this. And I have no problem tipping. But if I have poor-ass customer service, I'm not tipping you for that. And I want you to know, like, I'm not going to tip you. The lady took forever to take our order, but was... real cherry with everybody else who wasn't black, and then finally came to us. I got a fucking refill one time, and then she forgot everybody's refill.
Oh yeah, I don't be.
And so it was slow after that.
Yeah, the refills. If you only refill my shit once, you not getting.
Yeah, you don't need a tip because there was no service. You didn't do shit.
I need you to come back to my table like 8 times. And say, are you okay? Yeah. You
all right? Hey, I kind of hate that too. I hate when a motherfucker keep asking me. I'm in the middle of these wings.
I'd rather you come and be attentive than you. Just not come back at all. Like, motherfucker, do you earn your tip if you really want the tip? And I ain't trying to, like, I don't want to make food workers feel like they have to, like, be slaves or nothing, but I'm not about to go out my way to tip you if you're going to be shitty. And a lot of times they assume because you are black, you're not going to tip. And so that leads them to give you shitty ass service.
You think that's a thing?
That's definitely, a lot of people think black people don't tip. And then because they think black people don't tip, they will not give you proper service, which then has us perpetuate that stereotype because I'm not paying for shitty service. Only thing else I would say bad about Las Vegas, them niggas is not hustlers. Like the people on the street.
Do you have to?
I'm talking about the people on the streets. My nigga, if you are on the streets and you trying to sell me some shit, I'm walking down the fucking street by myself. This nigga go say, hey, bro, this and that. I'm trying to get you to come in here so you can look at these activities or stuff. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You charging extra for that shit. I don't want that shit in the first place. Mm-hmm. I'm walking, he go say, but I see your wife interested. That pisses me off.
Right.
That's not my fucking wife, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, who was it?
It's not even Cheyenne. It's some random lady walking 10 feet behind. That pissed me off. Then me and Cheyenne, we in a mall.
Damn.
This motherfucker go come up with the Kelowna shit. An Italian motherfucker go say, hey, yeah, we went to school together. I don't fucking know you. And I said it so angrily because I don't mind you trying to sell me some shit. Tell me you trying to sell me some shit.
Right.
I'm okay with that. You doing your job. Don't try to sell me no fucking story. I don't fuck with that. Don't sell me a story that I know is false.
That nigga said, Bernard.
Right. Yeah. He said, we
James.
Went. He said, James. Hey, I know you.
James McGee.
Yeah. Talk about we went to school together. No, the fuck we did, nigga. You don't even speak English. Talk about we went to school together.
Darnell, what's up, man?
Diane, your wife?
That's funny.
Okay, I feel like I've been yapping about myself, my little Vegas trip for a little minute.
I'm surprised you didn't run into the dudes like, if you give me a buck. I thought he was in Vegas. Damn.
No. You ain't running to Michael Jackson.
No. It was hot as fuck out there. I did see street performers and shit, and it looked sad. There was a kid. Homelessness out there is very sad because it's hot as fuck. The concrete is hot. It's hot as fuck. So homelessness is no joke out there. I will say that. That shit is very serious. And at night, everybody come out and try to earn a buck on like Fremont or whatever. And so you got like, there's a circle in the ground designated for each person. I'm pretty sure it's like first come, first serve. You get that spot, and that's where you get to do your act or whatever. So you got people out there with speakers. You got people out there with kids. There was a fucking kid out there singing. And mind you, we hitting Fremont at midnight. Shit don't be funny. It's a struggle. My sister-in-law explained it later on. She was like, that woman really exploited her kid, had her kid out there singing like shit. And the kid was like trying to dance. It wasn't the best song either. And like, but it was like, oh, that's cute. Right. And I didn't think about it until later that, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Your kid is really out here in the street.
Got to get it in.
Got to get it in.
But, yeah. How was your while I was gone, because I know y'all did miss me. You know, they kept calling my phone.
We called his phone.
We miss you. Like,
he actually called us first. I usually have a couple days on vacation rule.
What I call y'all for?
His card.
Yeah, I called about the money because that's all I give a fuck about.
I called about the money.
But speaking of all the food and shit that you were presenting, so on social media, it's been this thing about fajitas. Don't order fajitas at my fucking birthday party.
Why?
Because you know, like, when you...
with fajitas, they spicy and shit, but, you know.
But, like, I'm saying, like, when you know, when you get it, it's like a head turner. Like, oh, who got that? They know what I mean?
They be like, damn, who the fuck?
Because that shit still be cooking as it come out.
Exactly.
And that shit be smelling good, too.
It do be smelling good.
And then somebody be always like, oh, I should have got that.
Yep. All that is, I want some of that. Can you
and
share?
And then people be looking at you like, is it good? Is it good?
Literally. Birthday person sitting over. Motherfucker.
And they got taking my shine for the day. I think, like, that, and I hate when, like, I go to a restaurant and then somebody else's food presentation looks better than mine. I'd be like, you bitch.
You know, motherfuckers kept getting their food before us. That shit is the worst thing ever. This person get their food before you.
After a while, like, it depends on how long I've been waiting. Because it's like, all right, now, I know I was here before these motherfuckers. That's how I feel with it.
I think it's awkward when you at the table with everybody and everybody got their food except for you, and you be like,
shit, you want us to wait for you?
You want us to wait for you?
That food get in front of me.
I hate that though. I hate eating in front of people when everybody knows.
I don't give a fuck.
They be like, you want a piece of mine?
I definitely offer you want some of this, but nigga, they put it in front of me, I'm gonna eat my shit before it gets cold.
When your food don't come out, they treat you like a homeless person.
They do.
Like, you sure you don't want nothing?
It makes you feel broke. It just make you feel broke. Like, I already paid for my shit. It's just late. I paid for it, I swear to God.
And then when you get it, it's like everybody else finished.
Like, you gotta hurry up to go. They gotta wait on you.
It's
fucked up.
Everybody
man.
Now having their own conversation. Everybody over there like, hell, nigga.
That shit is crazy.
Oh my God.
I was gonna say too though, all right, you know, I'm in Vegas, so I'm smoking a little bit of weed and shit.
Okay.
And you know, we ain't occasionally white people, they look over, they like turn their head up and shit. And after a minute of being out there, I got tired of that shit. Cause I'm like we trying to be respectful and shit to an extent. Like, I ain't trying to smoke in front of kids.
Right.
But I'm like, why am I giving a fuck about my weed smoke? Like the smell. Mm-hmm. And you bitches is smoking cigarettes.
I think cigarettes will never go out of style.
Cigarettes need to.
I think because I seen somebody, I think they're coming, making a comeback, low key. Because I think with this whole little Y2K little aesthetic that they're having, like, people are doing more cigarettes now. Like, I mean, the vapes and shit, but I feel like that is a part of the aesthetic, like the little fashion person. I need a cigarette.
Flavored cigarette.
They make little quilts and shit for the thing, a little case and everything. You can match it with your outfit. That shit's sick.
I ain't gonna lie. I was very impressionable as a child. So those little Newport Flyers used to be like, I want to get grown to do this.
I used to like when they used to like, when people used to, like, after they had sex, they just smoke a cigarette. I used to like, damn, that's cool as fuck.
Ass and tobacco.
Yeah.
Hey, did y'all parents smoke?
Hell no.
My mom didn't smoke. My grandma did, though.
My mother smoked. I used to light her cigarettes on the stove and puff them bitches. That's how I knew cigarettes wasn't ever going to...
What the
fuck? I've always heard that they were bad. I was one of those kids. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I just never wanted to try it.
Yeah.
She used to be like, go light the cigarette for me. And I used to be in that bitch.
How old was you?
I was too fucking young. My mother needed CPS called on her at times. Because what the fuck?
Lighting the cigarette. I mean, hey, it happens.
Three times.
They smell good, though.
They do. The first puff cigarettes? Smells good. After that, it stinks.
It's like, I don't even think it's like cigarettes. It's like it's cool 100s. My grandma gets like cool 100s.
Mm-hmm. That's what my mother smoked.
Menthol pack. They smell like Menthol. Winterfresh. Smell like Winterfresh, but they smell kind of good before they're lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to, like, when I was younger, if I was sick or something, I'd break the cigarettes and take the menthol part and put it in my nose. Like,
you did a lot. You did a fucking lot.
Rough child.
No, it helped with being
you know what made me tough.
It wouldn't be like after it was smoked, it's before it smoked. So it's just all it is menthol. And so it's clearing my airway and shit.
Y'all didn't have Vicks?
We did, but don't fucking judge me, Sharice. You having fucking prison baby showers and shit, and we ain't got Vicks.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Shit.
You made some questionable life choices, but
that's funny.
Not having Vicks is the problem.
That is funny than a bitch. Oh my gosh, that is funny. So me and Juice had this ongoing conversation. Not an ongoing conversation. I seen it on his story. He said Nia Long or Regina Hall. And to me, I was like, I'm always going to take Regina Hall no matter what. Because to me, Nia Long never did it. I watched Fresh Prince. She seemed like she gave Will a hard-ass time. It never was a day where Will was like, I'm happy to be with her. It was always an issue between Nia Long and Will Smith. So that, my indication, yes, she was pretty. But Regina Hall is funny. She's pretty.
Yeah.
And that's all you really need.
Regina Hall had the personality.
Look.
And Nia Long didn't have shit but a face.
Literally.
And a body.
That face card worked, though. Listen. My first introduction to Nia Long was Big Mama's House. And
she was in Big Mama's House?
She was.
Oh, she was. Yeah. She was. I'm tripping.
And my first introduction to... what you call it
was Regina Hall.
Regina Hall was Brenda on Scary Movie 1.
Yeah.
And so I never looked at Brenda like she was always funny to me, but never like Nia Long had sex appeal. Not only that, but she was just she was that. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. And then like when I look back at pictures of her and shit, especially when she had that little low crop top cut haircut, whatever the fuck.
Pixie cut, nigga.
Yeah, the pixie. I'm like, what the fuck? When she had the little pixie cut and shit, like that really brought her face out even more. And so I'm gonna go with Nia Long. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, Regina got it.
People just slept on Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Why can't it be both of them?
Because it got to be one or the other. We have to put people as comparison. It's competition everywhere we go.
I feel like Regina Hall just got it.
Have they both? They both were in Best Man together, right?
Yeah,
they were.
Yeah,
I didn't see Best Man. Best Man, never seen it. A day.
I never seen it. Yeah, because
somebody died, right?
The bootleg always cut out at the end.
Yeah, he had cancer.
Oh
no, I'm talking about the first one.
That's the first one. Oh, how many
the
were there?
One she had two. It's two in a series.
Like three.
No, it's two in a series. There's a Best Man series.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, the second one. And spoiler alert! Since
who the fuck that? Like that's one of the movies you don't do a spoiler alert to.
Holiday, yep.
Yeah. While I was in Vegas too, I had a I don't want to say a couch moment, but it did feel like a couch moment a little bit with my Uber driver. Although I was in the back seat because we had a good conversation, and I'm gonna get into that. But I want to start the conversation off with asking you like. With your partners and shit, your sexual partners, after y'all have sex, are y'all into like touching? Like,
let's see. So aftercare is very important. Let's go educational. Aftercare is very important, but do I necessarily like it? No.
Mm-hmm.
I do it because I feel like it's the right thing to do, but I necessarily don't, especially if it's somebody that I don't care for, or I know I'm not like. It's hard for, maybe that's a boundary thing. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's one of those things where it's like,
I don't know the boundary. They're like, I don't really want to do this. And I'm just doing it so that person feels comfortable and not feels like, all right, you were just fucked and all right, peace out type shit.
So for you, what is aftercare? Like, what does that look like?
It's cuddling. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, it's cuddling after sex and shit like that. Or just, you know, doing things to kind of break the mind up. And I know that sounds so manipulative. Mm-hmm. It's like the art of, like, whatever. But I think it's just to break down, like, oh, you weren't just fucked and I just need you to leave now type shit. Mm.
You think that only occurs when you just fucking people, like, I don't want to say, do you think that only occurs when you are, like, with sneaky links and shit, or is that just, like, if you're in a relationship, because I feel like, you know, if you're in a relationship, it's okay to have sex and then just, once y'all finish, like, oh, I'm about to go downstairs and grab some shit.
I mean, in a relationship, I'm cool with that, but still, it still gives that feeling of, like, I don't
want to connect after.
Yeah. It's like we do this on a norm. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of those, but it's still the same way. Maybe it's just, I don't, like, I'm an overly affectionate person, but I don't like affection. Mm. If that, too much of it. Like, ugh, get away. Like, I like to do the affectioning.
Is it that you don't like being, like, not baby, but, like, taken care of?
No, because certain instances I like to be, you know, but I just don't think it's one of those situations where it's like, I don't want to be all, like, hug me, kiss, get away.
Sometimes it's like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, get the
fuck. You fucking, that you kicking out like that, Sharice?
Get the fuck on.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Dirty boy.
That's like a Tyler Perry movie.
No, but I feel like it really depends on who you with or the person. If it's a person that y'all really locked in, it's going to be like, okay, like, we can cuddle, we can do all of that, but if it's a person that you just,
yeah,
it's like,
but that's across the board.
I feel like that's so mean, though.
So you don't have that feeling when, like, you're like, and granted, you're in a relationship, so it's a little different. But you don't have that feeling. It's like, all right, we have sex. All right, go ahead.
I get that because I do. I think before even being in a relationship, when I was just having sex with people, it'd be like, all right, like, you know,
yeah.
We did what we needed to do here, so it's time to wrap things up. But I think maybe that's why I don't care for sneaky link culture, or like just not, I won't even say sneaky link, but just hookup culture.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's like, it's very dismissive at times, and it's like, I guess the lack of aftercare really does show a lack of care for that person, too.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm not saying it's like in its harshest way, but it's like, who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we both knew what we came in here for. And that's in that, like, that kind of, like, not boils my blood with it. It's just like, I'm always big on don't take my gentleman like gestures for me wanting a relationship. I'm always big on that saying because it's like, even if I know I'm just fucking on you or this and that, and whatever, you're still a human being. I can understand that. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing the basic functions. Don't think, oh, well, you can't hold me like this. That's a you issue that. At that point. That's why it gets dicey with hookup culture, because it's like, if this is a part of my sex thing, don't equate it to a traumatic time that you had or something like this. Don't try to make something comforting into something toxic, if that makes sense.
I get that. Because you don't want a person like, because I think sometimes even with hookup culture, even though I think women struggle with hookup culture more than men do.
No, because I think it's an equal balance of, I wouldn't say lean on the women too much, because niggas get too involved. Yeah, a woman fuck you real good, that's my bitch. Like, niggas think that way. Like, not to say, like, in my viewpoint, but, like, how niggas talk, that's my shorty. Like, she fucked me real good.
I ain't never heard a nigga say she fucked me real good.
I've heard people say that, but I feel like it's an equal thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you can have people, like, men can get attached, women can get attached.
So is it the person that, because again, I have the thought, whoever loves more or whoever likes or loves the other person more is the person who has less power in the relationship or whatever.
I genuinely just think people don't know their bodies enough. Mm. And I think that when you have so many partners and people unlock a different thing or a different sensation that you weren't used to, I think that that's where it gets complicated at.
Mm. I think people also attach that to thinking that this person did something for me or this person, we're intimate. Like, it's a higher level of intimacy because this person was able to do this to me. And it's, I don't think it's always that. Like, I've met women who weren't able to, like, come. And then they claim they can't come, or they've never had, like, an orgasm or this and that. And then you show them, and then it's like, oh, that's something new.
You introduce something new, some shit in there.
Yeah. But it's like,
literally.
But look, it's not because me and you are connected or because but of you, that. It's just because I know how to play with the pussy.
That's
play with that motherfucker.
That's it.
Play with that motherfucker.
Flip that switch on that motherfucker. Put the switch on the Draco.
Like a light.
A lot of people, or I think maybe, like you said, it's a man and woman thing. So a lot of people get caught up in that. Oh, I ain't never had my shit sucked like this, licked like this, or done like that. And that means something to me. And it's like, sometimes put your pussy or your dick up. And leave with something else.
But sex is a connection. So you do have it to be careful about what you put on people.
And yes, everybody to an extent.
I can't do that. Go ahead.
You have to understand that a person making you squirt does not mean that this person cares for me. That doesn't mean that this person is like in tune with my body. That doesn't mean that this person is like on a whole nother level or nothing. That just means that this person has done this before and they know that they're more experienced at sex.
Of course. And
I think when we start equating it to this person is just more sexually experienced versus this person is like unlocking all these things within my body that I can't get with another, because that's what it is. We say we can't get these things with another person, and we say I can only get this with this person, and that's not always the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
Did I get her?
Yeah, you got her. I ate her the fuck up. I feel like he ate down.
We just like forget like sex is sacred. So now we don't think of it as that anymore. We just think of it as
sacred.
It used to be sacred. It's not no more.
I don't think it ever was.
I think it was.
This is my logic in it. I don't think sex was ever sacred. I think that we throughout times built structure, and what structure meant, this is sacred. This is nothing you do. I don't know what the cavemen and all these people before us knew what sex was to them. Mm-hmm. Sex is forever changing, just like religion is ever changing. So I don't know if it was meant to be sacred or it was just meant to, hey, this is for you to lay down, produce, and for the world to do this. That is initially what it is. When we start involving feelings and all these extra ties and this, you need to have that to do this, do that, that's where it gets dicey at.
Do you know why we involve feelings? Because we're not animals. Originally, sex is for reproduction. The sex is to just keep reproducing and keep on going. It's a innate thing in all of us and every living animal to just keep going, keep reproducing. It's just something we feel. And so as humans, we've evolved. And I do agree sex should evolve with us. But I do think that in the beginning, them cavemen, there wasn't even a – I don't think there was a conversation of sex. I don't think there was a – like. Mm-hmm. You comparing cavemen to people who are living in 2024 right now, where those cavemen was probably snatching up whatever woman that they wanted and just doing whatever they wanted because that was just their basic understanding at the time. Now that we are in 2024 and we do have I feel like we should have a better understanding of sex. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that I think we should take into consideration. We should look at sex and understand how it affects the body, how it affects the mind, how it affects human behavior. And you know, look at it. And for a lot of people, we look at that as sacred. We look at that as something that, because so many emotions do get exchanged within sex, that's something we don't open ourselves up to, so that way we aren't just, whatever. I want to connect it back, though, to my Uber driver, because now that we are talking about sex being sacred and just our view on it, I met my Asian guy, and we talked about sex. He asked about the pod and stuff. I told him I was a podcaster. Hello. Told him we discussed sex and stuff. And he immediately was like, I feel like sex is not something that gets talked about enough in Asia. Like, from wherever he's from, I didn't ask specifically. But he said, basically, while growing up, nobody ever discussed sex. There's no sex talk. There's no, like, nothing about sex up until it's really that time for you to start having sex. Unless you just find that shit on your own, they're not doing nothing. So, like, unlike us, they don't get raised on porn. Like, they don't get introduced to porn at an early age. They don't get, too much exposure to sex too young. And then they don't get stuck on it the way that we get stuck on it.
Right.
And listening to that, I thought, I'm like, that's a lot of positive stuff. Like, there's a lot of positivity within that. Yeah, it sounds
beautiful.
And it does, but he said that it brings up issues. Like, that's why I asked you about the touch and, like, do you do aftercare sex? Because he explained, like, basically, again, because there is no conversation around it, there's no understanding of it. Like, you learning for yourself for the most part.
I think they do. I don't know. I don't know what type of Asian. Did you know what type of Asian man that was?
No.
But I don't want to sound ignorant in my thought, because I don't know what type of structure, like, what age culture does what, because it seems in the American way, or what's shown from America, Japan is a little different from Korea, and I think the Philippines.
Yeah,
is,
stuff looks different.
Yeah, but stuff looks different. So I don't necessarily, maybe that might have been in his dynamic or whatever, or, you know, I'm not Asian to know, but I could understand, but it makes sense though, to me. It makes sense to just do the role of sex of what is supposed to be done, and that's it.
But when he spoke of it, it wasn't like, okay, I'm just having sex to reproduce and stuff. He sounded, and not even just sounded, but he admitted, like, it's a hindrance to their culture a little bit, because he says there's a lack of intimacy between you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, whoever it is that you and he did speak though and say, like, when you do choose to have sex, you're normally you're normally set on who you're going to be with for the rest of your life. Like, because the way that they view it is, like, if you get pregnant before anything, like before you're married and stuff, before you graduate, they just view it like you're not going to, you're going to have such a hard time, you might not be as successful. And I know we view it like that too, but, like, it's like,
no, we have a reality show, but, and we print champion.
And that did allow a lot of stuff. And I think that's the difference between our cultures too, but because a lot of stuff gets normalized for us. They don't do that shit over there. They don't tolerate that. There's a low toleration for that. And because of all that, because of the lack of exposure to sex, because of the lack of toleration for certain things, they're not having certain issues that we are having, but they are still having their own issues in a way.
I mean, I feel like, you know, with anything, I think that to encompass all of this, I think that, you know, it needs to be a better conversation on sex, on both ends. I think when people say, like, oh, I don't want to expose my child to certain things, it's a way to do it.
It is.
It's a way to explain something or why something is wrong in this. And I think that as Americans, because I don't want to just put it on our community, as Americans in its entirety.
It's an American pie, literally.
Yeah. And I think that we just need to have a common ground of, like, yo, sex is, like, mad dangerous if you think about it. It's spreading diseases. It can have you committed to somebody that might be your worst fucking nightmare throughout them 18 years. Huh?
That's literally why I said what I said.
No, and you're right. You know what I mean?
It's a real-ass thing. You'll get fucked up.
And people don't necessarily, I think, as American culture, we take everything as a joke. Mm-hmm. We take everything lightly until real shit happens. And then, as also American culture, we play the victim in it.
Yeah.
And we say, oh, why the fuck would she want to do this? Or why the fuck would he want to do this? And it's like, yo, you just took a big-ass leap. You know, I feel like having sex without a condom sometimes, and this is a dicey take. Not a dicey take, but it's like getting down on one knee and saying, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
And in the way it is, because it is, it's a and that's what the guy was explaining to me. It's like, that's a commitment. Like, that's something that you kind of, by doing that, by not being responsible and all that, you basically, you're saying, yeah, I'm willing to take on whatever comes from this. But
I like a good thunderclap. I would never not like a good thunderclap.
Certain things does not need to be present for children. There, and I think that adults have a hard time.
Nobody showed me, like, look at this thunderclap. I found it.
You found it because you had access to it. So certain things, it goes back to monitoring. It goes back to...
I wasn't looking for it.
I wasn't, like, you got to think about it, like, with that instance. I wasn't.
How old were you, though, when you went looking for it?
10? But I wasn't looking. But look, like, I can tell you exactly prime example of when I found it, when I wasn't looking for it.
Are you talking about porn?
Yeah, I'm talking about porn. Yeah. It was, my grandfather had a box, and it was a box in a far whatever. Like, it wasn't
in the sight of whatever, but I'm looking around the house, mm-hmm. and I stumbled across, oh, this girl got her butt cheeks is spread open. She holding them motherfuckers. So now when I went over my granddad's house, I knew that that box is right there for me to keep looking at.
Where was the box?
In like the closet or something. Like
his closet, like his personal closet?
Yeah, like where all his like shit is. Mm-hmm. And he told me to, hey, like go get something for me. And then I went digging, looking for it.
And but again, that goes to personal responsibility because I know having certain things, like I got sex toys in my room and shit. I would not have kids go up there because I don't want you seeing certain things. So let me make sure certain shit is put up. And I get like, I get it. Mistakes happen, things happen or whatever, but it goes back to that responsibility. You wouldn't have went looking for it if you didn't get exposed to it at some point. Regardless if it was an accident or not.
I can't necessarily agree with you on that take, only because...
Was you looking up asses before you saw that?
No.
Okay, then.
I can't agree with
but you. But it's human curiosity.
It is human curiosity, and that's the thing. When you're so young, you're very curious, and that's the worst time to get exposed to things that you're not ready for. That is the worst time.
There's certain things.
You're 10 years old. There's no reason why you need to see what ass clapping look like. And so, to an extent, yeah, we get it. That's for when you're older. Like, okay, you get into an age where your body starts changing, you start realizing things. Cool. We can have that talk. We can do all that.
I think that what you're equating to is giving that person that.
I'm not.
And like when it sounds like accessible, what I'm saying is like, all right, I found those things, but I know that it's wrong to look at a woman like that as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's wrong. Does anybody naked? In my head, yes, I know that's wrong, but I kept doing it because out of the curiosity.
Yes.
Now, if it was available for me, at a time where I can ask questions out of curiosity and didn't feel like I was going to get struck or anything of that nature, then I think it would have been a better conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it was found that I was looking at these things, yes, my mom opened it. It was like, why are you looking at these things? And I felt immediately like I'm in trouble. Instead, but she let me know and had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think out of curiosity, have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Got the greatest.
But that wasn't the argument.
Was that not the argument?
I feel like the argument itself was like
accessibility, right?
Yeah. Like,
and again, it was accessible to you.
It was
but that's not accessible to him because it was put up. As a kid, you're curious, so you go looking for. I like was looking for shit as a kid. They didn't make it plain sights so I could see. They didn't give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That I went looking for.
And kids put Vaseline on themselves and getting into shit.
Because it's a kid's curiosity. And because you know kids are curious, there are certain precautions that you... And your grandfather
did. It was put up.
He tried to put it up, but he still sent him in there where he was exposed to it, even unknowingly, not paying attention. The thing is, though, again, it's the access... Porn is too accessible to everybody because now you don't even need to be on your, you don't need to go look in your grandpa's closet. You can have a phone. You don't even have to be looking for porn or anything. Yeah. It will come up on your screen. And that's what I'm saying. Shit is too accessible. It's too accessible to kids. Yeah, we are using it too much as Americans. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. We're using it too much as Americans.
We're going to have to teach.
And it's not safe no more.
We're going to have to teach.
Teach.
It was about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. And so what is your positive message to get through the week?
I have my nieces and nephews up here recently, and I'm just looking at kids and shit and seeing how kids are growing. I'm looking at like a lot of change, a lot of shit that they being exposed to. And I feel like us as adults, like just this really ain't got shit to do with the episode, but us as adults got to do better with like bringing in this new generation of children. We're not doing enough. Niggas are not being enough influences and positive influences within these kids. Like, we gotta start talking to these kids and not just putting the phone in front of their face and telling them to go somewhere. Start having conversations with these kids. Start exposing them to different shit, not negative shit, but to life. Like, let them know that it's stuff out there that is different. And I don't know, like, start giving your fucking kids love and attention. Stop just letting your kids sit in a dark room all day with a screen in front of them and shit. Like, kids aren't, I just feel like kids are not being raised anymore, and I think that's the problem. I'm watching all these kids in fucking Cleveland get killed back and forth. I'm watching kids steal cars and shit, like, and crashing cars. These kids up here stealing cars, and it's like, where's the parents? Like, who's raising these kids, and why is there a lack of actual, like, and not just from the parents, but aunties, uncles, grandpas, family members, cousins, whoever. If you're an older person within a family, it's your responsibility to help raise the next generation, no matter what. It is your responsibility to also help out. And so that's all I got to say.
My positive message to get through the week. Actually, Sharice, do you have a positive message to get through the week?
Be careful who you have sex with, because it could be the best or the worst time of your life.
I know that's right. My positive message to get through the week. I don't know, man. We've talked about so much shit. Be bus. Stay black. If you're not black, be an ally. Support black people. That's it.
Get out and vote.
Get out and fucking vote, you people. Vote. Stop cooning around and making these fake ass assumptions. Get out and fucking vote. With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Reese.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.